Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, things in its cups. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Wow. I think about all the things God has done for me. It's overwhelming at times. And I want everybody to have that feeling and to share in that feeling of completion and satisfaction. And the only reason I got this, and it's the thousandth time I've said it, is because I formed a relationship with my creator, period. That's it. That's it. I can't tell you there's anything else. You know, I've always had a strong work ethic. My father put that in me. My father's conversations with me growing up was always constantly about work hard, don't be lazy, be a man, do what you say you're going to do. Yada, 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 yada. Man, I was so tired of my father at times. I was going, man, what is with this dude right here? Man, every time we have a conversation, it's got to be about work. It's got to be about, you know, man, doing your best, trying hard, you know, working, being honest, do what you say you're going to do. But that was his mission. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that now. I can't even put it into words when I think about my old man and what he was to me. And I I'm so grateful for that balance I had in my life. And then my father was a fighter. He fought on the weekends. You know, my father used to come home with his clothes tore off of him. He put a fresh shirt on and he'd go back. My mama used to talk about my father fighting all the time. Slick, why you always fighting? You know, a little bit of that rubbed off on me too. You know, that kind of got into me, and I didn't understand that either. But then on the same turn, my mother was a Sunday school teacher for 40 years, so her conversation was never about fighting or anything. It was all about love and understanding and doing unto others that you would have them do unto you. My mom was a Sunday school teacher, so I learned about faith. I had to go to Sunday school, prayer meeting, Bible study, young people meeting, choir rehearsal. You know, I was at church, man, so much I was actually looking at there's got to be an alternative to this. You know, I was a little kid even. I was thinking at one point maybe I ought to look in the hell because there's got to be something cooler than this going on every day. It had got that crazy for me. But the balance between those two people created who I am today. And I want you to understand that the things that you are in your past have helped create who you are today if you view it the right way. Everything that has happened to you in your past has happened to you for a reason, and is usually for the good if you view it that way. But if you, on the other hand, are a type of person who can't move forward because you are allowing your past to stop you from having your future, then you, my friend, are doing a disservice to your life. You are not honoring God's blessings. You are not taking advantage of the gained knowledge, wisdom, and experience of your life. Example, if you are a woman and you are always talking about a former relationship, what he did to me, if he had not did this to me, I wouldn't be in this place today. I thought I had a man. Now I ain't got no man. Ah, la, 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 la. If he came along and I was doing just swell. He just came in and he just lied to me. He lied to me. Now he did this to me. Then he cheated. Then he left. All of that that you're saying can very well be true. Have you thought that maybe somewhere in God's infinite wisdom, that he knew that you had made a mistake in picking him anyway? Maybe he knew you had made a mistake in saying yes or I do to him anyway, or come on, move in. And so what he did was, based on your decision now to say yes, I do, or come on, let's move in together. That was your decision. So you ain't go to him about this one. You made this decision. Based on that decision and all the negative things that started happening, he allowed you to get away from it. Now, how you got away from it is always not the choice of ours. See, you stuck on the fact that he left, that he walked out. But let me share this with you. When he was there, how good was he to you? How good was he for you? See, you got to look at the blessing. The blessing is now you are on your own. Now you walk in your house, ain't nobody in there with a disruptive spirit. Now you go home, you can take your clothes off and walk around like you want to. Now you go home, you can sit down and look at TV or catch your breath if you want to. Your kids don't have to see y'all arguing all the time. Have you looked at the blessing in it? But now, if you're going to keep looking at the negative, then guess what? Now, you can't move forward because you keep allowing your past to keep you from moving forward. If God has brought you through it, why don't you move on from it? Look, you got through it. He gone. He ain't coming back. He got somebody else. So you going to sit there and just keep tripping because he gone and he got somebody else? Hey, pick yourself up. Thank God for the blessing. It didn't feel like a blessing while you was going through it. And all the pain of him leaving and the divorce and all that messed you up. Got it. When you get through with all of that, you ain't the first one been left. You ain't the first one been divorced. You ain't the first one been in a bad relationship. Pick yourself up. Thank God for the blessing and move forward in your life. Because maybe when you quit complaining, maybe you'll find out that God has something in store for you that he wants you to have. But he can't give it to you if you ain't grateful. So God gives you a blessing, but because you don't see it as a blessing, you ain't grateful for it. Now, guess what? You steady asking God to do something for you, but you ain't thanking him for what he's done for you. But you steady wanting him to do more. How does that work? How does that work, man, that he should keep on giving you things when you ain't even working with the stuff he done gave you? It's like your child. If you keep buying your child a toy and your child keep tearing his toys up, at one point you're going to say, hey, look, I'm not buying you nothing until you learn how to take better care of the things you bought. And that's only right that you teach your child the value of a dollar, the value of respecting my work ethic that I've done for you. Tell me why it's got to work different just because he God and just because you down here with your lips stuck out about something. I just think that that's how it works. It just makes common sense to me. So you steady, oh, Lord, I ain't had a man since. You ain't ready for no man. You ain't ready for a man. How you gonna man? You mess with somebody else, man, and you over here still harping on the man you had that was doing you dirty at the house. What you gonna do with another man? And I don't know. And I'm just using that one example that could go for men too, vice versa, and so on and so forth. I'm just using that as an example. Now, why I laid on that one so long? You have to take that up with God. That's all. Just I ain't pointing fingers at nobody and nothing. Because I've been guilty on both sides of the coin. Who am I? But I'm just sharing with you what I had to do. I had to learn to stop allowing my past to interfere with my future. I was who I was, and I am who I am. And I'm cool with both of them people.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Woo, baby. What is going on? This is your boy, J. Anthony Brown, holding it down. This show right here, dedicated to everybody working in air conditioning. Lord, do we need you now? Air conditioning people out there, we thank you so much. Holding it down also, Miss Shirley Strawberry. What's up, Shirley?
Oh, turn that air down. It's too cold in here. It bothers my throat.
What? But when you don't have no air conditioning, what?
I know, right?
Also, holding it down, Miss Colin Farrell, baby. What's up?
What's going on, Jay? The air conditioner man just came to my house the other day. We had a unit that went out.
It's the most magical thing, isn't it? It is the most magical thing.
Man, put that Freon in there. Let's go.
It's always Freon, right?
Isn't it, though?
It's always Freon. You don't need about a little bit of Freon. Also, hold it down, keeping it cool. Fool number one in the King of Pranks. Nephew Tommy, baby.
You know what it is? It's that coil.
Yeah, you need that new coil up in there. You sure, man?
And let me take that out, run some water. You're going to be without Al for the rest of the evening. But by tomorrow, I'm going to have y'all up and running.
We can get a man back out here.
45 minutes? Whoa.
And it's going to burn up. $700. The best I can do is $700. Isn't that right, Earl? About $700? About $700.
Who is Earl?
Oh, where's Earl working?
I know, his crooked partner, yeah.
What you say, Tommy? Always an Earl.
Always an Earl.
It's always an Earl. Boy, you are some kind of under it, man, when your air go out. You'll pay anything. You don't care
anything.
What it is.
Well, it's too hot, man. See, you can actually fall out in this kind of heat.
Oh, yeah, you can.
And it's hot all over the country.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, and some places it's hot and humid. Some places it's just dry heat. Yeah. But then you got that humidity mixed in. Woo! Baby,
see, that's the slang that people say, well, that's not really a regular heat. This is a dry heat. Now, I really don't know the difference. Heat is heat to me.
Yeah. Okay. Like in Vegas and LA and places like that, that's dry heat. That's dry heat.
So Arizona, like that's dry?
That's dry.
Okay.
So, like, in the southern states, like, you know, Georgia, Texas. Alabama, Texas. Yeah, that's moisture's in the air. That's the humidity. Chicago, Florida. Humidity. Yeah, Florida. Mm-hmm. Very, very humid there. So that's the difference, Jay. The moisture
that's in
the air. In the
Northeast, it's been humid and hot in the Northeast. But I think it's going to rain there, and they're welcoming it to cool it off.
Like, slide over hot. But move over.
I'd
Why
rather
you all
be hot.
Me?
I'd rather be hot any day than cold, though. I'd rather be hot any day than cold.
Yeah, I can deal with
that. I can't stand being too cold. Yeah.
No, cold is different. Yeah, you're right. Ooh. We can't handle the cold.
No. Give me hot any day.
I got blankets.
Yeah. Okay. You can warm up, but.
Ooh. Yeah. That's when we bring our bodies together, okay?
Yeah, that's when we're together. Yeah.
Get warm.
Body heat.
Butt naked body heat. I'm sorry.
Get with your boo. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about what everybody else is talking about. President Trump blasted over his news conference with Putin as he threw America under the bus right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in about an hour, guys, get ready to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? That's what we'll be doing. You could win Yeah, yeah. You could win a chance to get some of Steve's grand prize money of $1 million. All you have to do, especially the smart people out there, please, where are you? We need you right now. Like, we've never needed you before. Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register, okay? We want you to win.
The genius is here.
I mean,
the
you know what?
Here.
You've been on a roll, nephew.
You're doing your thing, nephew.
We'll see today, though. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. Let me see how I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't forget, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register so you can play and beat Nephew Tommy. We just want you to be smarter than the nephew. That's it. Is that too hard?
Y'all know what I do?
No.
What?
I'm on the days that I have won, it's always been the days I had my alphabet cereal. And see, I'm learning now. That's the key right there. When I eat
alphabet
those letters.
Cereal.
Alphabet cereal and alphabet soup in the morning.
Boy, if y'all don't
eat
get
that for lunch.
Win this money, this
yeah, please, please. Come on, smart people. We know you're out there.
Alphabet
we know you're just trying to give him a false sense of security right now. We get it. All right, listen, we got to switch gears. We have to talk about this. The whole country, the whole world is talking about President Trump and Vladimir Putin meeting yesterday for their first ever summit. It was one-on-one with two interpreters. Trump was rebuked by lawmakers, TV anchors, and pundits across the political spectrum for remarks that he made during a joint news conference that took place after the summit. In the joint appearance with Putin, Trump downplayed the assessment of the U.S. intelligence community, blasted the American news media, bashed the FBI and the special counsel investigation into Russian election meddling, and suggested that Putin was more credible than his own director of national intelligence. What is
under
going
the
on
boss,
here?
Man.
Yeah. What? I mean, really?
He threw us under the bus and backed it up.
Yeah.
And came forward again.
Yeah. This is crazy. You know, Russia has been accused of mounting an unprecedented influence campaign in 2016. Senator John McCain, listen to what he had to say. Of course, he's Republican from Arizona, called it the meeting between Trump and Putin one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory and a what tragic mistake. Mm. Okay, hello? Mm. Hello?
Agreed.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Former CIA Director John Brennan called Trump's performance nothing short of treasonous. I like that.
Whoa.
So the president, So the president, you know, he always goes there. He said both countries are responsible. How is this making America great again? Remember that whole campaign promise?
Making America hate. That's what it's doing. Man.
Yeah.
So
making
is
America
about?
Weak. Huh?
What is that about, though, him saying, the president saying that both countries are responsible? That's the same thing what he said, like, with Charlottesville. What are you talking about?
Yeah, pick a side. Pick a side. Pick a side, Trump. Pick a side.
He don't want to pick a side.
And it's America, okay? When you're going up against, it's America. You're the you're the American president. Come on.
Let me ask y'all this, though. Let me ask you this. Do you think now with something like this that happened yesterday, because this was big yesterday, so do you think Republicans now will be looking at him in a different way, saying we got to get him out of here?
A few of them.
Some of them. Yeah, yeah, some of them have spoken out against him. I think we'll probably play this later. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's also a president, a Republican and a former governor of California, he had something to say about it. A lot of people have spoken out, Republicans, but like Senator Rand Paul was, he was in agreement. He didn't criticize the president for going to see him. So, I mean, it depends. You know, it's bipartisan criticism, but, you know, a lot of people, especially his supporters, his core group, they still support him no matter what he does.
Nothing from Mitch McConnell. Not one word. He didn't open his mouth. Like, it didn't happen. Mm-mm.
A lot of people are still with him, even when he's wrong, even when he's embarrassing us to the world. They still support him.
Real bad. This is why we got to get out and vote, man. Y'all got to vote. We have to vote.
I think Putin knows something on Trump. That's what I think.
Well, you know what, Tommy? I hope that is the situation, unfortunately, because if he doesn't and President Trump is just doing this because he just wants to do it and because he does really respect Putin and, you know, holds him in high regard and everything, That's really sad.
Yeah, you would understand it if he really had something on him. Now, right. It makes sense.
No, I've seen this situation. He got something. Sure. It's some pictures or something. He got something.
No, this ain't this video, man. He got a slide presentation, man.
He got something on him, man.
And how many more dictators is the president going to meet with?
I don't know who's left. I don't know.
This is crazy. I mean, did you guys see the lady? I think this was on social media, Carla, the lady that had the hat that read, "Make my president black again."
I'm with that.
Instead of make America great again. Just make my president black again. Okay, how about that?
Yeah, go to social media, Steve Harvey FM. You can see that. But also, too, I think the president, he can't clean this up with a tweet.
No.
Yeah, no, no.
You know, tweet bad something? When, I when people tweet. Want Barack Obama back, Republicans wish he was back.
Yeah. This is some major damage control that he has to do. I keep saying that. This is big that he really has to fix this. Threw the entire country under the bus. I mean, even Standing Fox right News is going point. In after him on this one.
Yeah, the FBI. I mean, come on.
The CIA, in front of the Department of Justice. You threw our entire country's intelligence agencies under the bus, and you're
in front of
president?
The world. Yeah, in front of the world, though.
It's the pictures, Carla. It's pictures.
Video, Tommy.
Of what? What could possibly be? I mean, come on.
It's something. It's something deep now. Oh, this ain't just
deep,
some.
And deep is the word. Yeah.
This ain't just 2-3 women. It's something else going on right here, man.
I'm with the lady that had the hat on. If this is what we have to deal with right now, make my president black again, okay? All right, listen, coming up next, it is The Nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news and entertainment news, former First Lady Michelle Obama and Sasha Obama party at Beyonce and Jay-Z's On the Run 2 tour in Paris, no doubt. And no less, right? But right now, the nephew is here, the king of pranks with Run That Prank Back. What you got, Nev?
Pecan tree. Or pecan. Which one y'all want? Pecan or pecan?
I say pecan. I'm sorry. I say pecan. But I say pecan.
Pecan tree. Here it is. Run it, Kat.
Tomato, tomato, Carla.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach LC.
This is him.
Hey, let me. Hey, my name is Marcus. My mom and them live next door to you, the Mr. and Mrs. My mom and daddy live next door to you. And I was calling because y'all got a pecan tree in y'all backyard. I mean, right on the fence line, and it keep, you know, pecans and stuff keep falling over into my mom and them yard. So I'm calling to see if y'all can do something, man, where y'all can pick up. I mean, my mom and them got a little older. You know, we've been picking them up for a long time. But I need somebody to, like, maybe you can cut the limbs back that's hanging over so that they won't, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom and them yard. Because, you know, for them to be bending over like they're picking up them pecans, it's a lot of them. So, Mr. I just wanted to holler at you and see if you don't mind maybe cutting the limbs back. Because even when we turn the lawnmower on and stuff, man, it just, you know, the pecans and stuff be coming out of the lawnmower just shooting all over the place.
Well, first of all, my pecan tree is an old pecan tree, and it's spouted well. And I can't see me cutting it, so.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying cut that.
You can't hire nobody to maintain your yard. But, I mean, you, it's your mother. You can maintain your mother's yard.
Sir, I go by my mother's house, you know, every other day and check on her. But I don't have time to go in the back and pick up pecans and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you just, it don't seem no more than like maybe 4 or 5 limbs that's hanging over there. But them 4 or 5 limbs, I mean, there's a lot of pecans falling off of there.
But so it's if you shady. My pecan tree is shady. I goes back there. There's no kind of nothing back there.
Okay,
you can hire
someone
to rake the yard, whatever.
Sir,
I'm not cutting my tree for no like that.
Sir, listen. What I'm trying to get you to do is I don't want you cutting your entire tree down. I just want you to cut a few limbs, sir. So you know those are the ones that are hanging over. It won't be, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom's and them yard.
And you know, like I say, they older now, man. They can't be bending over like that. So, you know, I'm just coming to you as a man right now and asking you, will you please cut this down so these pecans can quit falling over my mom and them yard?
Well, I'm asking you, all you can do is hire someone. Okay, someone, I know your mother don't cut your yard.
No, it's a guy that cuts the yard, but even when he cutting the yard, these pecans is flying out from underneath the lawnmower. They sooner or later we're gonna be breaking windows over there.
What kind of lawn person you have that don't pick up before they cut?
Why am I arguing with you about picking up stuff and all of this? I'm asking you to cut a funky little five limbs so these doggone pecans are falling off my mama yard.
You want to cut? You're
going to make me come over here and cut the whole... I will come cut the whole damn tree down.
You ain't going to f*** with my tree. I grew that tree from when I was a kid. And that tree going to stay in that yard as long as I stay there.
Sir, look, I didn't ask you like a man to cut your little funky pecan tree down. Now, I ain't finna have...
You know what? Guess what? You. You bad enough, you come cut it.
I'm finna... Look, sir, this evening, it's either going to be two things happening. Either you're going to cut these five limbs that I won't cut, or I'm going to cut the whole damn pecan tree down.
That's my tree, and then again, nobody going to with my tree. I'm here right now. I'm here in my yard right now. Come on.
Is you over there right now?
Right now.
I will bring my right on back.
You know what? How the you get my number anyway?
Got your number. I got it because it's the same. It's one address less than my mama's. You're going to cut this damn tree down.
I'm waiting on a anyway. I ain't used my tree for something in a long time any way. I've been waiting on a like you.
You done lost your damn mind.
You little young punk. I told you once and I told you twice. I'm old. You young. Don't do that. Fool, we.
See, that's what's right there.
You know what you can do? Tell your mama to make a pecan pie and bring me a pizza.
What you say about my mama?
Tell her to make a pecan pie and come for me.
Tell my mama what?
Make a pecan pie with the pecan.
Make a pecan pie? I don't want no pecan pie. We don't even eat pecan pie. We so sick of these damn pecans you got falling over in the backyard. You got to do something about this, man. Now, I'm trying not to hurt you, old man. I really am.
Hurt me. Come on, hurt me.
Ready for me? I'm on my way. Is your outside? Is you outside?
You know where I stay. You know where the I stay. You know what? I'm here. I'm gonna be in your mama driveway.
You get out my mama driveway right now. Get out my mama driveway.
I wanna put me out.
Get your back in your driveway. You get out my mama driveway. Get out of it. You get out of my mama driveway.
No. Stop what you crying for now. I'm here waiting on you.
Get out of my mama driveway.
Baby, go cook me something because I'm going to sit here.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Would you listen? Yeah.
You don't got a thing to say. I'm waiting at you at your mama house.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother.
Man, I don't say this kind of man. I'm gonna put my feet. Man, I'm gonna milk it so bad. I don't play. I'm too old for this kind of.
LC, do me a favor. First of all, get out them people yard. Go back to your yard.
Man, you just gave me high blood pressure with this.
Ain't nobody mad about your pecan tree, none of that. Ain't nobody finna cut it down. Ain't nobody tripping. You all right?
Hell no, I got a headache now, man. I be carrying my grandkids to school. Listen to this, man. Y'all something else, man.
I got one more question for you. Tell me, what is the baddest radio station in the land, LC?
The Steve Harvey Show.
yes, sir.
So he's playing too much.
You want to look at it, baby.
He's driving to work listening to you prank other people. Never thinking that it would happen to him,
It can happen to you.
Yeah, it can.
ATL, the nephew. The nephew is here this weekend. Atlanta, GA, Uptown Comedy Lounge. Brand new location. Two shows Friday, One show Saturday, that'll be a 10:30 show, and one show on Sunday at 8 p.m. Friday, that's 8 and 10:30. Saturday, 10:30. Sunday, 8 p.m. The Nephew. It's been a long time since I've been in the ATL, so trust me, the fool is back, and ignorance shall prevail. Yes.
Tommy, are you making America laugh again?
I'm making... Yes, I am. And they need it after last night. They need it.
Yeah, they do.
You need it bad.
Wow. I'm not you are the king of pranks.
You better ask somebody. You I'm a king
of pranks. Is the king of the world.
And, yeah. and
yes, because our president isn't.
He all the way
loser.
Up in there, man.
I think Trump sold America to Putin. We just don't know it yet. That's what I think.
Oh, well, he sold us out. That's for sure.
Yeah, he did. He certainly did. All right, coming up, the First Lady, former First Lady, Michelle Obama, and her daughter Sasha are partying with Beyonce and Jay-Z at the On the Run Tour 2 in Paris. That's baller right there. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to play this fast new game that we all love. We can't believe Tommy is doing as well as he is. It's called Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? We know you're out there.
He's
call
killing
us.
It.
Do whatever you got to do. Please go online to SteveHarveyFM.com, okay, and register. To win against Tommy, you could win, like, Steve's grand prize of $1 million here, all right? You can't play unless you register at SteveHarveyFM.com. All right?
I can't. I'm speechless
all right,
right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I
what
know.
Do you say?
It's like, come on, people.
The man is smart.
Really, Jay?
Oh.
He's not fast, but he's smart.
Oh, God.
That's the president and CEO of Team Tommy speaking right there. Okay, it's time for entertainment news, guys. Former First Lady Michelle Obama and her daughter Sasha Obama had some of the best seats in the house for Jay-Z and Beyonce's Paris stop on the On the Run Tour 2 tour. The two were spotted dancing next to the stage with Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles. If you guys haven't seen it, you got to go check it out. It is so cute. From the footage we've seen, it was just Michelle and Sasha, no Barack or Malia. So go to All Social Media FM to see the former First Lady and Sasha just kicking it at the tour. I love it. In other news, other entertainment news, Cardi B is poised to dominate the MTV Video Music Awards, the year's best, biggest star, racked up about 10 nominations.
Howdy
for
B,
her,
baby.
Yeah, for her Mom, solo Cardi efforts, B. New Mommy,
What's that
Cardi
sound
B.
She makes?
For her solo efforts and collabs with J-Lo, 21 Savage, and Bruno Mars, the Carters trail closely behind with 8 nods, while Childish Gambino and Drake are tied at 7 apiece. The Best New Artist category has an interesting field of contenders with Cardi B along going against Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Pump, and Chloe X Halle. Okay, there you go. This year's awards go down August 20th at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. And some sad news to report. Everyone here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show, send our condolences out to one of the kings of comedy, D.L. Hughley. He is our friend. His father passed away recently. And D.L. posted that his father has passed. He said he was there and held me when I took my first breath. I was there and held him when he took his last. I've never known a stronger man. Love you, old man. Yeah. So, again, our condolences going out to D.L. Hughley. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, sad news. Definitely sad news. All right, well, Miss Ann is here. I'm sure she'll update us on all this Trump-Putin activity going on.
She know about the video.
Yeah.
What video?
It's a video somewhere called.
It's a slide presentation. That's what it is.
Just throw nobody under the bus like that. It's a video somewhere.
So you saying Putin got something on Trump? Is
what?
No, yeah. He definitely got something on Trump.
It's a movie. It's got to be.
Miss Ann also has an update on Trump's Supreme Court nominee. So, Jay, please introduce Miss Ann with today's headlines.
Everybody, Miss Ann Tripp with the news.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody there. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, President Trump's back in Washington this morning, where he's scheduled to meet with congressional leaders to brief them on just what the heck happened in that closed-door meeting with Vladimir Putin. The reaction is coming fast and not too flattering to President Trump's post-Putin sit-down news conference in Helsinki yesterday. In fact, the president was met at the White House when he got back with the protesters chanting, "Traitor, traitor, traitor." The president says he asked Putin about Russian hacking in the 2016 election and that the prime minister denied it. In fact, when asked about it during the press conference, President Trump seemed to distrust his own intelligence officials.
They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
Yeah. However, that comment's drawn a lot of criticism at home. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch says Russia did interfere with who is this? Who is pulling me this morning? Democrat Chuck Schumer says Trump's comment was dangerous, thoughtless, and weak for Trump to side with Putin against U.S. law enforcement. House Speaker Paul Ryan released a statement saying there is no question that Russia interfered with the election and that Trump must appreciate that Russia is not our ally. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said pretty much the same thing without mentioning the president.
As I've said repeatedly, the Russians are not our friends, and I entirely agree with the assessment of our intelligence community.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called it a sad day for America. Get this, the Trump administration says it's going to extend temporary protections for immigrants from Yemen because of that country's brutal civil war. Homeland Security's granted an 18-month extension, which means that some 1,250 Yemenis can continue to live and work legally in the U.S. until at least March of 2020. A Yemen civil war has so far left thousands dead and brought the country's economy to a standstill. The Trump administration already announced the end of the TPS program for hundreds of thousands of immigrants from other countries, including El Salvador and Haiti. Sears has closed its last retail store in Chicago, ending a history that goes back decades. And, you know, Sears Tower is located in Chicago. This last store opened in 1938. Sears has been slowly shrinking its retail presence, you know, due to falling sales. Former President Obama is to deliver the 16th annual Nelson Mandela Lecture in South Africa later today. Mr. Obama's theme is to be reclaiming democracy. The speech is being delivered in honor of the late Winnie Madikizela Mandela. It's one day before Nelson Mandela's International Day, by the way. According to the numbers, President Trump is nominating white men to federal courts at a rate not seen in nearly 30 years. The Associated Press says 91% of Trump's 58 nominees are white, 81% are male. And finally, today is National Tattoo Day. Oh, we'll be back with more entertainment coming up at 20 minutes after the hour with Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Are You? On the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy, let's meet our contestant, shall we?
Okay, let's. Yes, we shall. Good morning. Who is this?
Well, this is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, where you calling from, man?
Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Bowling Green, Kentucky. All right. What you do for a living, man? Right now, you what?
I'm working in the factory. I'm an associate minister, and I plan to go to school, and I want to be a public speaker, a motivational speaker.
You work in the factory. Mm-hmm. You're a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And you're finna do some public speaking.
He's talking on the line all the time, Tommy. All the time.
He's smart. He sounds smart.
He's smart.
Mm-hmm. He sounds real.
Right. We gonna see. You think you're smarter than me, Manny?
I ain't no fool. I ain't finna let people let me believe you stupid. You ain't stupid, but I think I got you.
Okay. All right. So here's how it works, man. Shirley's going to ask both of us some trivia questions. All right. Whoever answers the most questions correctly in 60 seconds will win. Just that simple. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, Tommy, will you please step your behind out of the studio, please? We do not want you to hear the questions.
I don't want to hear.
Get out of here.
I'm finna win fair and square.
Get out of here.
I ain't going to be like. Bye. He ain't going to treat me like no dog in the yard, though. Go on.
Get out of here.
All right, I'm out.
Bye, Felicia.
Okay, Emmanuel, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Please give me 60 seconds on the clock. All right, here we go. Who is the only athlete to ever play in both the Super Bowl and the World Series?
Oh.
I don't know that one. Next question.
Who is the oldest person to be elected as president of the United States?
George W. Bush.
On a vehicle speedometer, what do the letters MPH stand for?
Mile per hour.
Which state is called the Empire State?
New York.
In which city is the Golden Gate Bridge located?
Golden State.
Vanessa, Denise, Theo, and Rudy were characters in what popular 80s sitcom?
The Huxley Show. What was the name of it?
What?
Oh. I messed up. I'm so nervous. I ain't never been as nervous in my life. Out of my mind.
Really?
Everything.
Well, yes. Nervous don't pay money here.
No, it don't.
Jay.
All right.
Sorry, guys. It like we'll be paying bills and working hard the rest of our lives.
Oh man. Don't give up just yet, Emmanuel. All right, well, listen, when we come back, we'll find out who is the smartest when Tommy comes back in the room. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? We're playing it right now, and we'll be playing it when we come back at 34 after the hour. Emmanuel, we're pulling for you. Hang on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're in the middle of playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy, the nephew, is back in the studio, and our contestant, Emmanuel, is really smart, Tommy. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, give me 60 seconds
Team
on
Tommy,
the clock,
baby.
Please.
Team Tommy,
yeah.
Boy.
I'm still Team Tommy. I'm Team Tommy.
Ready, Tommy?
Come on, let's get it.
All right, hang on, Emmanuel. You could win this yet.
Hold on, Manny.
Who is the only athlete to ever play in both the Super Bowl and the World Series?
Prime time.
Who is the oldest person to be elected as the president of the United States?
George Bush Sr.
On a vehicle speedometer, what do the letters MPH stand for?
Miles per hour.
Which state is called the Empire State?
Come on now, New York.
In which city is the Golden Gate Bridge located?
San Francisco.
Vanessa, Denise, Theo, and Rudy were characters on what popular 80s sitcom?
Hey,
The Cosbys.
What was the first president of the United States? Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Steve Harvey, Bernie Mac, D.L. Hughley. Okay, we didn't get
Kings
to that.
Kings of comedy.
Whatever it
we
was.
Didn't get
Kings
to
of
it.
Comedy.
Yeah. We ran out of time. Oh, boy. Okay, while we tally up the results, are the questions. Yeah, we got to tally. I'm going to read the questions and give you the answers, okay? Here we go. Who is the only athlete to ever play in both the Super Bowl and the World Series? That would be Deion Primetime Sanders. Who is the oldest person to be elected as president of the United States? Donald Trump.
Wow.
On a vehicle speedometer, what do the letters MPH stand for? Miles per hour.
Muff.
Which state is called the Empire? Yeah, which state is called the Empire State? That would be New York. In which city is the Golden Gate Bridge located? San Francisco. Vanessa, Denise, Theo, and Rudy were characters in what popular 80s sitcom? The Cosby Show. And who was the first president of the United States? President George Washington. Okay.
What was that last question you was trying to get out, though?
Oh, you had the right answer. It was Steve. Bernie Mac, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer formed what legendary comedy group? The Kings of Comedy is the answer.
My boy did it.
How many men he got?
Okay, let's see. I'm telling. Okay.
Tally.
One divided by three.
Black people don't tally, Shirley. They can't.
Yeah, okay.
We don't tally.
Okay, carry the one divided by. Okay.
Oh, you all smart.
All right, it looks like Emmanuel got 2 right, and Tommy, oh my God, Tommy got 6 right.
6 of them in there.
Oh, Lord.
I'm trying to tell y'all I'm a genius. I'm a genius. I'm really smart, y'all. All right, Manny.
Yes.
Manny, I'm still hooking you up with a $25 gift card, all right, just for playing the game. You did pretty good, my brother. So
okay, all
thank
right.
Thank you for playing. Thank you for playing. Are you smarter than all nephew Tommy?
Thank you all.
Yes, sir.
You really are deep down. Really are. You're just nervous.
If you think you're smarter than me, nephew Tommy, and you want a chance to win my Uncle Steve's grand prize of $1 million, go to steveharvey.com to register, and you just might beat me and get in there and get the 4 digits and get the money.
I can't even believe it. I'm like stunned. I'm speechless.
The man's doing
right
it.
Now.
The man's smart.
Oh, now you on his team, Jay.
I'm always on
his team. What did he say when I was outside? What did he say? Because I know he'll turn on me. He'll
you
turn
know he's so disloyal.
But man, he sounded so smart. He has all these jobs and everything. He's a poet.
He did.
He
sounds smart.
I was nervous, though.
He
said it. I was
very nervous.
I think the nerves got the best of him. I think so, yeah.
Too bad we're not playing Are You Nervous? Manny would have won.
The winning continues tomorrow. Please go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register to play. We'll be back tomorrow at 7:20 a.m. Eastern Time, 6:20 Central.
Prank call after this. I'm so mad.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whoa.
Come on now.
The
come
nephew?
On now.
Really, on now. Neph? Really, Neph?
He is smart.
Yeah. You did good, Manny. You tried, brother. You tried, Manny. You did. You did. You did. But that
no,
genius
got the... Hmm? Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Tommy, you beat Emmanuel. You beat Manny.
I can't. I'm like, I'm blown away right now. You make me speechless every
smart
time.
He is,
nephew.
Fast he ain't.
Yeah,
you know
this.
He do what he do.
Man, this game is going a whole nother way than
he
we thought it would.
He dropped that smart off.
Yeah. But there are smart people in our audience. Manny was a bit nervous.
Well, tell him to call in here, sir.
Yeah.
Where they at?
Next they have to.
Play,
they have to go online.
Are you nervouser than Tommy? He might win.
Are you more nervous than Tommy? Well, they have to go online. The winning does continue tomorrow, by the way, at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. And if you go to SteveHarveyFM.com and register, you can play and hopefully beat the nephew. The contest is called Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
I'm right here. I'm
Team
right
Tommy, baby. That's right.
A lot of people smarter than you, nephew.
Yeah, no.
Well, where they at?
They ain't
okay.
Yet.
I don't know. I don't know.
When they calling? I'm waiting.
Y'all must be screaming the calls, man, because they ain't got through yet.
All right, go online to register. SteveHarveyFM.com, please. Are you smarter than the nephew? $1 million of Steve's money is at stake, okay?
Come on,
$1 million.
Come on.
Come on up and lead us.
All right, Tommy, it's going to happen. Somebody's going to beat you real soon. Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, working overtime with my boss. But right now, it is the king of pranks and the king of Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy so far with today's prank phone call. What you got, king of pranks?
Can you do my makeup?
Huh?
That's all. Just listen to it. Can you do my makeup? Watch this. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Brandy, please?
Yes, this is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. My name is Carl. I'm calling. I got a you came highly recommended. You actually are. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Is it makeup artist, makeup stylist? What do you call it?
It's makeup artist. I'm a professional makeup artist.
Okay, and you work at the you work with the makeup counter in.
Correct.
Okay. Listen, I got a photo shoot coming up, and I wanted to see about. Sometime this week, maybe the following week, you could actually come and I hire you to actually make me up for my photo shoot. Do you do a lot of photo shoots at all? Are you?
Yes, sir, I sure do. I've been in the business for 10 years, so I've been around several photo shoots.
Okay, good deal. So you have any time this week that I can actually just come in and we can do like a trial run or something?
Yeah, I'll actually be here Friday for about 6 hours. Will Friday work for you? I'm here. I start at 11.
At 11. I mean, I could come in like maybe like around 3 on Friday. If you can you squeeze me in at that time?
I sure can.
Okay, what's a good, is there a certain makeup for men?
Well, it kind of works out. It works out the same as for women in photo shoots. You just need some type of cream foundation, something to even out the skin tone, powder you down to take away the oils, cover up any blemishes or anything like that. It's pretty much the same. Of course, you don't get the whole eyeshadow and lashes and stuff. But
Right. Well, I'm not thinking all that. But I just trying to, you know, just trying to look good on camera. Let me ask you this. How much makeup have you done as far as men? You know what I mean?
Yes, several.
Okay.
So I'm very comfortable with it. You'll be fine, trust me.
That's what I was really worried about, is if you were going to be comfortable with it. Because, I mean, have you done, I'm a little conscientious about a few things, you know what I mean? And have you, how many butts have you done?
I'm sorry? How many what?
Like butts, you know, how many butts have you made up?
I haven't made up any butts. Like, are you, like, you mean, like, asses?
Yeah, I mean, because, see, I'm actually doing a nude photo shoot. And, you know, I got a couple scratches and, you know, some old scars on my butt. And, I, you know, like you said, you know, I'm a little shy about, you know, some of that. So I was hoping you could actually make sure that those scars don't show. And, you know, you said you kind of, you know, make sure everything is doesn't look oily. You know what I mean? And I just need to get
I didn't understand what you were talking about. I may not be the makeup artist. Seriously, I'm not going to do your
Okay, but I mean, we're just talking about makeup, though. I mean, you know, you're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm not about to put my makeup brushes that I use on people's faces on your ass. Like, tell your photographer to Photoshop that.
Okay,
like,
okay. I'm coming in to see you on Friday. I want you to do everything and make me up there in the store so I can see what it looks like. I want to see.
You were going to come into my job and make me do your like, what are you, what planet are you, where did you think that was going to work? You cannot come into my job. How are you going to come to my job naked? Seriously?
I mean, well, I was going to wear a robe. I'm not going to just, you know, walk in there naked.
No, you are not. Don't you even think about coming into my job. Who referred you? Who told you? Need to delete this number. Do not. I'm not about to get this job.
So I just need to get my
doing your
done. Okay, I don't want to go back and forth with you.
Look,
why is it a problem with you doing my? What is the problem with you doing my butt and putting some makeup on it? Now, if I need to buy you some brushes, I'll buy you some brushes, and you can take some brushes.
I don't want you to buy me anything. I don't want you coming into my job. I don't want you calling me ever again to do any kind of work.
I'm coming in there, and I'm now listen. I am a
professional makeup artist. Clearly, you don't know what that means. So you need to go get you an
amateur. And if you're professional, then you will take out the part that's bothering you and do the job, lady. You know what I mean? If my
I'm going to have to call on you before I get real ignorant. I'm not about to finish this conversation. Do not come into my job. Do not call me to do your ass. That's not going to happen.
So I guess it's safe to go around and let people know that Brandy is not professional because you can't do parts of
the body. My reputation is good in the streets, boo. You can't go around and tell anybody that I'm not professional. Nobody's ever called me to do their ass. Get some skincare for your ass. How about that? And then you won't need any makeup.
I know you did. You're not going to sit here and now start talking about my ass. If I told you some of my deepest secrets to let you know, I want to come in there and get some makeup.
Well, that's your bad for telling a stranger your deepest secrets.
Okay, you know what? I'm coming up to your store anyway on Friday, all right? And I'll talk to your boss
don't
and let them know.
Don't let it fool you, okay? You heard me. Don't come in my job. Look, if I lose my job over your foolishness, I guarantee you will be paying all my bills.
Okay, bottom line is I'm coming in there with my robe on Friday. Somebody going to do my butt. You, your manager.
Sir, you're not coming. You know what? How about you come up here right now? How about I go ahead and take care of the situation right now? I'm here now. Can you come right now?
I can come up there right now with my robe. I'm in my robe now.
Well, bring your butt up here right now. We'll see if your butt gets done. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Well, the bottom line, who is your manager anyway? Where's she at? Is she there?
I am the manager. Now what?
Okay, see, that's what the damn problem is. You got yourself a little position at your job. Now you're trying to throw your weight around. If a person wants to get their butt done, okay, look, didn't you see Avatar? Them people have makeup all on their butt, all on their back and everything.
Okay, how about you call them? You call them and ask them to do your butt. Don't call me. I'm hanging up. Do not call me anymore.
They are makeup artists. What are you?
Look, this conversation is over.
Yeah, it's over because you know what? Let me tell you something. Do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're talking to?
Do you know who you're talking to?
I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Brandy. But do Brandy know who Brandy talking to?
Clearly somebody who is ignorant.
Okay, well, let me tell you who I am. This Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Carmen.
You are lying. I'm getting off the phone. Why y'all do that? That is not cool. I hope nobody's listening. You just made me act real stupid.
I got you, girl. I got you good.
You got me good. With the butt? Yeah, for real. Get you some skincare. Get some skincare to take care of them problems.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, the damn Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nothing wrong with a little booty makeup. Everybody needs a little booty makeup.
Somebody gonna beat that ass.
ATL, the nephew is coming your way, baby. Comedy Club, tickets on sale right now.
Yeah.
Strawberry Letter coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. Okay, that's how we like to play while Steve's away. The game is called Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Please go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. And we're looking for smart people. What is that, Jay? What'd you say?
Not Trump. It ain't Trump.
He's not smarter than Nephew Tommy. He would lose, right?
Oh, he would definitely lose, boy.
I would never throw y'all under the bus.
He did the whole country.
Under the bus, backed it up, and then ran back forward again.
Yeah, they're talking about treason, impeachment, all of that for Trump. Wow.
His bromance he has with Putin.
No, that was his boo. You know how you get when your boo is around. You know how you get all giddy.
Boot up.
Boot up.
Drop that D.
Oh, what, Jay?
Yeah, that's really, really crazy.
That was really bad.
Yeah, again, the game is Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? And apparently the president is not, according
not at
to Jay.
All.
Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. And we're looking for smart people. Smart people,
so
we need you right now.
So wait a
like
minute.
We've never needed you before. Huh?
I can run for office?
You probably could.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. And win at this point, yeah. A lot of people will vote for you. But now it's time, as we move on, now it's time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, on summits, Donald Trump, we're here for you, okay? Submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay?
Let's go. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, working overtime with my boss. Excuse me. Working overtime with my boss. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 34-year-old married woman. I work hard and I feel very accomplished since I've worked my way out of the hood. I love my job, and here's why, ... I have been sleeping with my boss for the past 3 years.
Come on here.
Yeah, the affair was... Tommy, the affair was a big secret until recently when I came into work and found pictures on my desk of me and my boss doing the do.
Oh,
the news spread quickly throughout the office, and now everyone at my job knows about us. Look, I know we shouldn't have sex at the job, but he is married too, so... we don't have anywhere else to do it. I cannot believe that someone would watch us, take pictures of us in the act, and then print the pictures. A week ago, I got a threatening note that said if the affair doesn't stop, the pictures would be mailed to my husband and my boss's wife. My boss and I take the threat seriously. And my boss and I don't take the threat seriously, and we have not stopped our after-work activities. I just can't leave my boss alone. But hold on, it gets worse. My husband and I have a 1-year-old daughter, but my husband does not know that the baby is not his child. My boss is my daughter's father. We had a DNA test done shortly after she was born, and we decided that it is best to let my husband think is his child. I am praying that my gossiping coworkers stay out of our business so the rumors will stop. My boss doesn't seem to care about these rumors, but I do. I'm sick of getting dirty looks at work. What should I do? Do I keep getting it while the getting is good, or stop now before it's too late? Please help.
Dirty.
All right. Wow. I can't believe you wrote to us. Really, I cannot.
I ain't never done this one, Shirley. I'm just going to be honest. I ain't never done this right here, now.
Yeah, I mean, what does she want from us? We cannot help you. We can't help you undo what you've already done. The damage is done here. They have pictures. They have evidence. Everything. I mean, you guys are busted. You know, and what you did was so scandalous. This was really, really vile to get pregnant by, you know, another man who happens to be your boss and then charge it to your husband. That's just wrong on so many levels, 34-year-old married woman with one child. And your boss doesn't seem to be bothered by it either. You already got caught. What are you still doing it for? You asked, do I keep getting it while the getting is good? Come on now. You know, I don't like your just, you know, cavalier, casual attitude about this whole thing. This is serious. I mean, what are you still doing it for? This is called playing with fire. Guess what? You can get burned in this situation. They have pictures of you. They have pictures of you and your boss in the act at work doing it. Do you care that this gets out? Don't you care? You could lose it all if your husband finds out. You could lose your marriage.
Literally.
You could lose your job. Yeah, you really can. You could lose your baby. All
your
of this
life.
Stuff. Yeah, right. Your life. You could lose your life. Thank you. We cannot help you if you're not willing to stop this situation. And I don't know what we can do. We're not involved in this mess. This is too much mess right here. You've heard of this is too much. There's nothing
sit
we
down.
Can do about this. Yeah, you get somewhere and sit down. You know, this is too much. You're doing it, and her attitude is, you know, come on. This is craziness. Jay?
First of all, what do you have? You ever heard the phrase that when a storm comes, you ride it out? You ever heard that phrase?
Ride
it out. There's a storm coming. Well, we need to ride this one out.
Yeah, hunker down.
Hunker down.
Yeah, we heard that.
Cut the horses loose. You know, batten down the hatches. Tie down the mizzen main. I don't even know what a mizzen main is, but it's got to be
steady
tied.
As she blow.
So wait a minute, Jay. No jokes for this?
These are the jokes
serious.
Right here, Shirley. She need to let this child grow up in the environment that she's in. Wait till she's old and on her deathbed, and then say, lean over. I got something to tell you.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Lean over closer, a little closer.
Come here.
That's your real daddy.
Wow. And then out right there. That's the last one.
Out right there.
Oh, man. And
then the real dad is too old to fight. The girl is all grown. She's messed up. The boss is moved on. You probably got a new job. You died and you're going to heaven. You know, you say,
I don't know about heaven, Jim.
thank you. Forgiveness. But so, I mean, what about her husband, though? He's thinking this is his child.
He can still think that. What's wrong with that? Let him think that.
What's wrong with that?
You don't want to kill the happiness this man already has, Shirley. Why would you do that? Why?
No, I'm not saying she should. I'm just saying this is just wrong on so many levels. The deceit. All right?
I say like a storm, Shirley. Ride it out. Ride it completely out.
Too much. This
Go
is
ahead,
too much. All right, listen, Tommy, before we get to you, we do have part two of the guy's responses, and we're going to recap when we come back at 23 after the hour. This is craziness.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, smack dab in the middle of today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, working overtime with my boss. Let's recap, shall we? This 34-year-old married woman wrote this letter. She says she works hard and she feels very accomplished since she worked her way out of the hood. She loves her job, and here's why. For the last 3 years, she's been having an affair with her married boss. So she's married. Her boss is married. They've been doing it at work for the last 3 years. Now someone comes up with some pictures. They left some pictures on her desk. They got pictures of her and her boss doing the do, and they have threatened that if they don't stop, they're going to mail the pictures to her husband and his wife. All right? They're watching them. Everyone at work knows about it now. The boss, and she says she and the boss don't take the threat seriously, and they have not stopped their after-work activities because she just can't leave her boss alone. She her boss is hot. What?
He's driving it off.
Yeah. Do you work for Ghost? For
out of power?
Power, yeah. All right, but anyway, she said she and her husband have a one-year-old daughter, and the sad part is that the daughter is not her husband's. It is her boss's, but she has chosen to not tell her husband to make him think that the child is still his. So she says her boss doesn't seem to care about the rumors, but she does. She's sick of getting the dirty look. She wants to know what should she do. Nephew, you are up. What do you say?
You got to hear me.
What say you?
And hear me clearly.
Okay.
And I mean this from the depths of my soul.
What you got, Neff?
Whatever you do, do not quit this job. Everything is working fine at work. Let me tell you something. A good job is hard to find. Do you hear me? You ever hear people sound? What do people say all the time? People always say, I'm getting screwed at the job. They not. You are. You know? Yeah. You're getting screwed at the job. But it's a good thing, though. Right? Some people don't look forward to going to work. You ought to be there bright and early every morning. Mm-hmm. When people ask you how you like your job, tell them it's banging. It's banging. Huh? When they say,
really,
when
nephew.
They ask you, how's your job? You say, oh, they got me bent over backwards up in there. You got to tell them how the job really is. You know, how do you like your job? Oh, they got me doing the heavy lifting right here. You know what I'm saying? How you like your job, girl? Ooh, girl, we hammering it out, but we working through it. This first quarter is going, I'm giving 110% job. How you like your job? Ain't no stress on my job. And as far as this baby is concerned, quit worrying about this child. This child got a
what?
Lot to look for. Look, the
baby
going the baby gonna have summer jobs. The baby gonna intern when she get ready to. This baby is going to inherit this company at some point. So what are you worried about? Anybody with me on this?
I'm with you dead on that.
You just got me 100.
I mean, yeah. How
you
like I'm sure a lot of people are with you on that.
Yeah.
How you like your job? Ooh, they got my ass up against the wall over there, girl. They got my ass up against the wall.
Keeping it 100.
But I've been employee of the month for the last 2 years.
Yeah. This job
She's
is
on the wall.
She's doing the most. She really is. And her boss is, too. Her boss is, too. But, I mean, they're going to have to stop, I mean, realistically. Because they have evidence. They've taken pictures, and they're threatening to send those pictures to their respective spouses. So, come on now.
Okay, now we may have to do a little detective work now and find out who putting this on us, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, whoever blackmailing us.
Taking pictures?
Yeah. You always want to. I don't know why you ain't know it's the pictures in there anyway. Everybody today, you supposed to be kicking over lamps and stuff, making sure
And what do you do when pictures land on your desk? You look around like they standing up the hall waiting on you. No, they're not.
Right. But you know they got cameras at the job now?
But when you do it at the job, Carla, you have to do it at the job in the dark. Okay?
You got to go
be in
the supply room. That's the best room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where?
No cameras in the supply room.
No cameras in the front.
Ain't none of them with papers and pens and paper clips, Shirley. Do it
in there. My first thought was, why are they doing it at the job? Why don't they go someplace else to do it? There are other places you can do things like this. People do it all the time.
You don't get that much time for lunch, Shirley.
They shouldn't. She knows that they shouldn't have sex at the job, but he's married, too, so they don't have anywhere else to do it.
They don't have any other options.
Option. You know, I mean, come on. The motels, hotels, cars. I mean, there are other places you guys can do it besides the job.
Do it and then go back to work, Shirley. I mean.
No, she does it after
that's
work.
That's what Shirley is saying.
Yeah, do it someplace else. This is terrible.
Try the break room.
Awful.
The break room always good. Y'all.
It's still at the job, Tommy. It's still at the job.
But it's
Shirley,
great
some
room.
Of the best loving is why the refrigerator door is open.
At the job?
Yeah.
Tommy, somebody's spying on them. They're taking pictures.
Well, now it's out in the open. They can do it now. Before they were
speaking, they're free.
Right?
They're free, Jay.
Now everybody knows.
Shirley, Trump is going through the same thing, and he still got his job.
How?
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's some pictures. We're going to go back to that.
Oh, you saying Putin dropped some pictures on
Putin got pictures. Putin
you think
got
he's blackmailing the president?
Him,
you think Putin he's blackmailing
Putin
the president?
Putin on everything.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at SteveHarveyFM.com. Okay?
How you like switching... your job? They tearing my ass up down here.
Switching gears in entertainment news, guys. T.I. got his baby mama and his wife, Tiny, a brand new $225,000 convertible Benz 550, S550. So thanks to T.I., despite their relationship status, we don't know what's going on. A new car is definitely
like
not a bad way.
Streets gift. That's what that sounds
to celebrate your 23rd
Wait, what?
Birthday.
Is what?
That sounds like a, so I can hit, go back and hit them streets gift. That's all that is.
All right. Listen, coming up, listen, you can tell us your craziest drive by the ex's house story, okay? That's what's coming up. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we did ask you to call and tell us your craziest drive by my ex's house story. We want to know what's the longest time, and be honest, please, the longest time you've sat parked outside an ex's house. Okay, you have a good one, Jay.
Or
did you, how about this? Did you ever come home to find an ex waiting outside for you? So call us 877-29-STEVE. Nephew, let's go to the phones before we get to Jay. Line one, Peggy.
Peggy.
Hey, how are you all?
Hey, baby. What's the stalker story? What you got?
Okay, I'm going to try to make this really quick. I sit outside my ex's house for 2 hours. It got a little long, so I had a friend in the car. I had him go up to the house thinking that my ex would come to the door. Instead, his wife came to the door. It was a house across the street. We played the story that we were husband and wife, and we were going to buy the house next door. We asked about the school system, and she said, "Oh, well, you need to talk to my husband. Come on in." So she invited us in. He comes down the steps. I take my sunglasses off. He realizes it's me. We sit down, and she's talking, and he's sweating bullets.
Yeah,
finally,
like
she says, "Oh, let me go check on the kids," and then it's just him and I there and my friend, and we're playing it off. And finally, I said, "Look here, Turkey. You go get all the ish that I've ever given you. You meet me around the corner in 5 minutes. And if you don't, I'm coming back and I'm going to tell her everything." So see, he had lied to me because I didn't know that he was married.
Our kids. You ain't know none of that.
They always say that.
This is why you get a gate around your house. Right?
Man,
this
you
right
can't
here.
Keep an angry woman out with a gate. Time. What the hell is wrong with you?
High five, Peggy.
Fatal
Peggy.
Attraction.
Yes, this is a scene right out of Fatal Attraction,
so Peggy,
right here.
Peggy,
he was Alex Forrester.
Yeah.
Did he meet you, Peggy? Did he come around the corner with all your stuff?
You know he did.
Peggy,
he did. I was expecting him to come to the door.
Uh-huh.
She let us right up on in there, and I sat down, and we just played it off. And, oh, yes, we're going to move in. We've got kids, and how's the school system? And he knew it was me, and, oh, he was sweating bullets. It was priceless.
So what was the stuff he had?
Yeah, what did he have?
Yeah, what did he have?
Oh, the clothes that I bought him, the shoes I bought him,
Shirley.
The watches and all the stuff.
Shirley, you got to explain
really
why you're packing all that stuff up, too.
I know, Jay. But I was mad. I was just mad. I know. It was petty.
You gotta explain
I'm
to
sorry.
Your wife why you packing all of a sudden.
This for goodwill. This is for goodwill.
Goodwill.
Giving this away.
Stop buying him all that stuff, girl.
Yeah. You have to explain to your wife why all of a sudden you packing and putting stuff in a box.
Hey, who was the guy you brought with you, Peggy? Who was that guy?
That was her friend.
Actually, he ended up being my husband, who is now my ex.
See?
What happened there, Peggy?
You messy. Oh, you just
so
messy.
So you wound up marrying him?
He ended up marrying, yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you get him?
And, he ended up having insecurity problems, and I ended up dumping him, too.
Did you give him all them clothes that that other man had?
Yeah. You couldn't fit them.
No. No, Tommy. No, no, no. He couldn't fit them.
Oh,
he couldn't fit those clothes.
Okay.
All right. No.
Oh, you meant in addition to Tommy, did she buy him clothes as well?
Yeah.
Is that what you
all
mean?
That.
Oh, well, that was her husband, so.
Are you married now?
No, I don't do married anymore. Mm-hmm. No.
Seeing anybody?
You don't do married or you don't do married men?
Pardon?
Jay.
Well, she
didn't. No, I don't do married. I don't do married anymore.
She didn't know he was married, Jay.
They always say that.
Show up at your house. You better shut up.
They always say, "I didn't know you. I didn't know you was married."
All right, Peggy. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You'll have a good morning. Bye.
That was a real good one right there.
Yeah.
That was real good.
Man, Jay, you said you had a story, Jay?
Oh yeah, I have a real good one. So, just one time, right? I wanted to see what was going on. Tommy? So this one time, I wanted to see what's going on. Well, I went to sleep, right? I went to sleep in the car outside of her house. So about 5 o'clock in the morning when she comes out, she'd already been out in the house getting ready to go to work. Hey, fool, wake up and go to work. And left.
Oh, she told you that?
She woke you up.
Hey, fool, wake up and go to work.
You don't even know how to do a stakeout, Jay.
No, I don't.
Loser.
I'm not good at stakeouts, man.
All right. All right, let's go to the phones. This is crazy right here. Line three, nephew. Samatha's on the line. Samatha.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I was outside the house about 3 hours or so. He never came out, and the lights were on in the back. So I ended up walking around the back and looking in the windows, and I seen them down, I guess it was like their den, and they were just relaxing and chilling, and I sat there for a minute in the back watching them, and I end up going back to my car and then going home, and then I end up coming back like the next day, and they were down there again, and I brought some bricks with me this time, and I busted their windows out.
Where did y'all get these bricks from? Y'all always
around.
They just around.
When you need them, they're there. Okay.
What'd you say, Shirley? When you need a brick, it's always there.
Right on time.
A brick is like a true friend. When you need one.
So you threw the brick into the window. Did he see you? Did he know it was you?
He seen me, and he ran upstairs. By the time they got to the door, I was in my car, and he ran outside as I drove off. And then about an hour later, he come calling me and was like, "Why did you do that?" And I was like, "Well, why did you lie?" You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, Samatha. Wow.
Rick is like a friend.
Yeah.
One,
all right. 877-29-STEVE. Call us and tell us your craziest drive by the ex's house story. We'll do more right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve and Junior are out on vacation. We are here. Putting it down, holding it down, all of that. We have asked you to call in and tell us your craziest drive-by the ex's house story. You haven't been truly hurt. I mean, wouldn't you say, guys, or had your heart broken until you've driven by a recent ex's house?
Oh, you're not in love until you've
in the middle of the night.
You better talk.
To see if they're home or if they're cheating or if they're, just having fun. If they're laughing.
Your love. That's testing your love.
Yeah. So call us and tell us your drive-by my ex's story, 877-29. Steve, let's go to line 7 and talk to Donnell.
Donnell.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Talk to me, brother.
All right. Well, me and my ex had broke up. Well, it was my fault. So it's been a couple of months since I've been by a house. Mm-hmm. So we had got to like a heated argument. So I'm like, "Oh, come on, beat your boyfriend up and the dog too." So, no, I bought the
girl up. Whoa.
You said that to her on that?
Yeah. I said I'm gonna beat the boyfriend up.
Okay. And the dog too?
Yeah, cause I bought him and he betrayed me.
The dog
betrayed me.
So you go to jail messing with that dog now. They ain't gonna do nothing about them having to do, but to that dog though, you're gonna go to jail. But keep going, let me hear.
So, you know, she said, well, you bad, come around here. So she ain't must, you know, so I'm coming around now outside like 1 hour 30 minutes waiting. So I see a car pull up into the driveway. But before the car pulled up, I don't mess up the bushes and everything. I had a pool stick in my hand because the dude kind of, you know, like a G.I. Joe dog, you know, had the muscles. So I had the pool stick in my hand waiting on him. So the car pulled up.
Uh-huh.
So people got out of the car like, man, who was these white people?
Mm.
What? So she thought I was at the wrong house.
You was at the wrong house?
Yeah.
God you damn. In the bushes with a pool stick at the wrong house?
About to do some damage.
And you see white folk pulling up?
That's a white folk.
How long had you stayed at that house?
About 1 hour 30 minutes.
At the wrong damn house.
You was in the bushes that long?
Man, you was in the bushes for 1 hour and 30 minutes at the wrong house?
In a white neighborhood? Oh, my goodness.
You lucky your ass to get shot.
Yes.
I know you had to pee while you were standing in them bushes. I know you had to go.
Donnell, you from Louisiana?
I'm from New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah. Baby, I man. Knew it.
You can tell by the accent,
end up
Carla.
On the news, boy. Yes.
What part of New Orleans is you from, Donnell? What part?
Huh? West Bank.
Yeah, that's what my man.
That's the West Bank.
Hey, did you go to the right house? Did you say, excuse me, y'all, I'm at the wrong house, and did you go to the right house?
Man, I gave up on it. I like
Yeah, well, after you had the wrong house for 1 hour and a half.
Did they so you're over it now? You're over it now, Donnell?
A pool tournament?
So he's over it. I think he's done with the whole thing. You're over it, right, Donnell?
I hope so.
Yeah, but do you know how stupid you feel when you come about them bushes and you've been there 1 hour and a half?
At the wrong house.
At the wrong damn house. Man.
They what?
Looked at me like I was Candyman. Like, who are you, sir? I thought somebody bringing y'all a house and Herbert ran off.
He tried to play it off.
All right, Donnell, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to line 8, Tommy. I think we have Zay on the line. Zay.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Good morning, Zay. What you got for us, man?
Oh, man, I got a crazy ex here.
Come on.
All right, man. So, one night, I walks outside. It's about 9 o'clock. I see my ex's car sitting there. I'm like, all right, fine. I walk down to it. Ain't nobody in it. Mm. I go back upstairs. I had some friends coming over. They got over about 10 or something. We was chilling. They was leaving about 1, right? Mm-hmm. I walk back outside. I'm walking my friends out. Her car's still there. I'm like, all right. Mm. Where the hell is she? So, all of a sudden, she creeps out my basement because I keep my lawnmower down there and it's always open. She knew that. She creeps out my basement. She's like, who'd you have over the house? Man, I ran up the stairs so fast. Hmm. I ran away from her. I ain't even going to lie. I ran away from her. She crazy.
So, can you, if she in the basement, could she have come up through the house?
No. My basement's not connected to my house. It's just the basement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But she was waiting down there.
But she come up out that basement outside.
Yeah, I would have locked her ass down in the basement, man.
Be quiet, bitter man.
I would have locked her in that damn basement.
So did you guys talk again?
We talked through my door.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah, after I closed the door, what you want me to do? She crazy enough to wait in the basement. She crazy enough to come in the house with a knife or something.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cray cray. That's cray cray.
And you couldn't lock her down in the basement?
You can't knock
Spanish for me.
You were scared of her, huh?
It's been a while now, right? You don't fool with her no more, right?
You went back every once in a while.
Did you
see there?
Have you wait a minute. Have you gone back and had relations?
No.
Okay. So every time you talk to her, you talk to her through the door or on the phone.
We talk through the door and on the phone.
Well, what are you all talking about now, Zay?
What happened?
I said, what are you all talking about now? It's over, right?
She texted me and asked me how my dogs are doing.
What the hell is he worried about your damn dogs for?
Exactly. Exactly.
You need to block her and tell your dogs don't be talking to her either. We got to go. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Zay. Okay, we've put it out there. A lot of crazy stories going on. What is your craziest drive by the ex's house story? Have you been in love and just couldn't let it go and you had to drive by your ex's house and see what was going on?
Yeah.
See if they were with it.
It's mostly women, though, that's doing this. Y'all know that, don't you?
The last two callers were
went
men.
To the wrong house. Yeah. That was not.
The last two callers were men, Tommy.
You forgot about Donnell in Louisiana.
I did. The pool shark. I forgot about the pool shark.
All right, listen, we're taking your phone calls. 877-29-STEVE. Tell us the latest, the craziest drive-by the ex's house story right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, this is hotter than the summit yesterday President Trump had with Putin. This question, we want people to tell us their craziest drive-by the ex's house story. You know, when you've been hurt or when you and your ex have broken up. Did you drive by that? Did you sit by in your car watching the house? Did you do any of that? If you did, call us, 877-29-STEVE. The nephew is here, and this is unlike his other segment, True Confessions or Confessions, Weekend Confessions. This is serious right here. Let's go to line 5, nephew, and talk to Mahogany.
Mahogany.
I like that name.
This is she.
Good morning, baby. What you got?
Well, this is kind of where the situation happened on me. It's two parts, so I'm going to keep it really short. The night was just going too smooth with this guy, and I knew something was about to happen. So we was laying in his bed hanging out one night, and next thing you know, it's a knock at the door. So he goes into the door, and this girl is like, well, you said you were coming back and this and that. So by the time they had done talking, I told him, you know, take me home at that moment because I didn't want to be a part of that. And she threw a brick in his window that almost hit me. He goes to answer the door, and she is hitting him so hard, I think that she's a man. At that point, I realize she's bigger than me, so I'm trying to link up on her side. Like, you know, we black sisters. We can't go through this. We need to stick together. So she don't hit me like the way she was.
You're trying to bond?
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, I like it, Mahogany.
Yeah, so I ended up, because I forgave him, we talked a little bit more, I forgave him. So I put up on his house. Don't you know the same girl was there?
Now, did you find
her? Yes.
She was in the house.
I'm sorry?
She was in the house.
Yes, she was in the house. But I wasn't dumb enough to try to, you know, make no noise or nothing. So I just got back in my car and went home.
You didn't go get the brick? Everybody go get the brick. You didn't get the brick?
She was bigger than her.
Oh, no. See, I keep it classy. When she was fighting him, I was like, look at these two ghetto messes right here. But then I knew I had to link up with her because I didn't want no smoke. So
when she go low, you go.
Let's together.
She go low, you go high. That's what you said.
There you go. Exactly. There you go.
So he cheated on her with you and then cheated on you with her.
I can't show that.
And then he went back to her.
Yeah.
But he only loves both of y'all. So.
Yeah. But she thank you, brick, Mahogany.
Right? She threw a brick, right, Shirley?
Uh-huh.
Wait, let me ask y'all something. Where y'all get these bricks from?
Thank you, Mahogany. Go ahead, Tommy.
Where do y'all get these bricks? Shirley, call them.
The bricks are always there, Tommy.
I told you, they're always there when you need them.
Yeah, I stay bricked.
Yeah. When you need one, it's always there.
You stay bricked up.
But
bricked
are you so mad you just pull the brick out the house? How you get this brick?
And that has happened.
We don't have to explain our trade secrets.
Hey, there's a brick missing in y'all sidewalk. Well, we don't talk about that much.
Let's go to line 7 and talk to Leisha.
Leisha, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's go, baby. What you got?
Okay, so let me tell you. 4th of July, right?
Oh, recently.
Not this year, a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
Me and my ex, we broke up, got into this huge little argument. We broke up, whatever. So then, the following week, I gave it a week. I let it breathe. I was trying to give him some space. So I goes over his house, and I'm looking through the windows, and I can see him, and I can see a chick in there. So I walk around the house. And
I walk around the house and I start, you know, looking through some more doors and stuff like that.
Hey, baby girl, I gotta put you on hold for a second. I want you. I definitely want to hear your story. So I want you to hold tight till we come back. Will you do that for me?
Yeah, I got it.
I gotta hear this, please.
All right,
Leisha.
I love it. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we have asked you, this is a hot topic right here. We have asked you to call us and tell us your craziest drive by the ex's house story. What's the longest you've sat outside your ex's house? Did you ever come home and find your ex waiting outside for you? 877-29-STEVE. Yeah, that's a good one too, Jay. All right, when we left, we had Leisha on the line, nephew, line 7.
Leisha.
Leisha, line 7? Paging Leisha, line 7?
Paging
Leisha. Okay. All right, let's go to Tracy on line 8, Neff.
Tracy.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your story, baby?
Well, my story is a little bit different. It's about me and my ex. I went over to his house, and, you know, he threw his daily little run. So I'm like, okay, I'll ride with you. Left my car at his house. So we stopped at the little store by his house. We both get out. We go, we're there for a minute because we're talking to somebody, not knowing that his ex had got in the back of the truck. So in the midst of us getting back in the truck, we riding. This girl jumps out of nowhere with a switchblade. Started cutting, trying to cut me in the seat stop. I'd be wanting to roll and tuck out the car, out the truck like I was Superwoman. So I'll just tell you like this. If I was like now strapped as I am, I probably would have shot her.
So,
some of these girls are really crazy. I mean, she got in the back of the truck. So that means when you get out and you mess around with multiple women, man, please lock your door.
Wow.
That's your message.
Yeah. Hers came along with advice. Okay.
Yeah.
Who has a switchblade?
Yeah.
Wow. They still make switchblade?
Hey, Tommy.
We got Leisha back, huh?
We got Leisha back on 7, line
Come
7.
On.
Yeah.
That's the story I'm reading here. Leisha. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
There we go, baby. All right, start from the top and let's roll.
Okay, so 4th of July, a couple years ago. Me and my ex got into this heated argument. We broke up. I let a week go by. Mm-hmm. And then I go to his house and I'm looking through his windows and I see him and this chick, whom he works with, in his house. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what in my mind told me to go and try to open up his front door. But I did, and it was unlocked. So I walked in the house. And they both just froze like, is she really in this house with us? So, me being me, I was upset. I was. I had a little knife in my car. And I don't know how women cut ties, but I could not do it. I tried my best to cut off.
What?
I could not
do it.
So
disappointed
in you. We'll show you how to cut them because she's on
ties,
here.
That's what it was.
We got 30
you
seconds,
rookie.
Baby.
Yeah.
30 seconds to
I
finish this story.
I just took off. He called me. He was like, she's going to press charges on you. But he didn't. We had
you scratched up her ties. You're going to jail.
I was trying so hard to cut them ties, but I could not do it.
You should have called Carla, girl.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I know how to do it.
You know how to cut a tie now. Carla, you ought to have a little seminar online where people can tune in. And you
allegedly.
Can show them.
Allegedly. I know this.
But you know you're in trouble when someone says, me being me.
Right. That was cute.
All right. Thank you, Leisha. Thank you to everyone who called today. Listen, we'll be back with one more break to close out the show at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central, we are going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Are you?
A loyal listener? Yeah, are you is the question. Please be.
Not many people are.
Yeah, we've come to find out,
we
right?
We ain't found no one yet.
Yeah. A loyal listener and nephew Tommy will each be given 60 seconds to correctly answer our trivia questions. If, and I say that is a big if you are smarter than nephew Tommy, you will win a $100 gift card. This is a cash gift card. Plus, you'll be given the chance to win the grand prize of $1 million, okay? But you can't play unless you register at SteveHarveyFM.com. Yeah. That's it. All right, Jay.
All right, it's going down tonight at the J-Spot Comedy Club. Taco Tuesday. I got Melrose, Daphne Springs, Corey Hernandez, and my boy Griff. And then check your boy out this weekend. Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City. Then on 21st, baby, I'll be in Florence. That's it, baby. Coming out tonight, tacos. Well, the tacos are biblical, Shirley. They're biblical.
Oh, really?
Why is that?
They might not come when you want them, but they always right on time.
Jay, I have to tell you, those tacos are so good. They are they well are worth good. The wait.
I didn't get any when I went.
Yeah, you
oh,
gotta
Tommy,
get
you
some.
Gotta
some.
Out.
Yeah, they're out. Really, really good. But you gotta, there's
if
no
you
sexy
want them tonight,
way. To...
Like I would call in and leave them on the phone, leave your order on the phone, so we can get them there.
They were sold out when I got there.
Yeah, they're so good. I'm telling you, they're so good. When you do get them, they are good.
Say what, Shirley?
When you do get them, they are really good,
biblical, baby.
Yeah, and so then there, and then Tommy, there's no sexy way to eat tacos.
No,
at
no,
all.
No, no,
you gotta get a little messy with it.
Yeah. When you eat a taco, something gonna fall. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, Jay,
yeah,
do you just order 200 shells at one time? Just
200
shells
per
order
week.
Seven, Tommy. I just want to make sure I sell out.
Yeah, they're
what
good.
Say, what were you saying, Carla?
I was saying when I went my first time going to the J Spot, Shirley told me, gotta get the tacos, gotta get the. Boy, I ordered those tacos. I was like, ooh, what time are the tacos?
You did say tacos were coming, didn't you?
I know.
Man, Jay
biblical.
Performed. We had a ball. Then my tacos came right before we said goodnight.
Right when you
and
leave.
Right,
oh,
right,
oh, before
right.
you leave, here's your taco.
We ate them in the car on the way back home.
They were delicious.
Yes. I love the way Carla says delicious.
Delicious.
Delicious. All right, guys, so you're going to
All right.
bless
well,
us with some
closing
remarks. Yeah.
Now,
and
Jay,
Tommy
yesterday you were
one
mad.
Today. A
with
really,
your
really, really good one.
Come Did on. You hear Carla?
The calls that we had today, we figured it's time, Tommy, right?
Come on.
For side piece insurance.
Side piece.
You need it. Lord.
You definitely
to be
need
positive.
It, man.
That
is positive.
You need it, man.
Call.
We come out to your house, clear the yard of all bricks. There's no bricks in the yard. No loose
And you know what I'm noticing now, Jay? Because at least three ladies that called in, they stated, you know, I went around back and looked through the window.
Side piece insurance, we cover that.
Yeah, side piece insurance. We tint your back window.
You can't see in.
Right. You can never see who's in the house.
Like a car? You tint them like a car?
We have a little system set up in the backyard. When you walk on that grass, we put a light shock on that ass. So
like if a dog get out the yard?
Yeah, but we're not here to kill you, nothing like that. But when you step on that grass, there's a light shock right on that ass.
We shock you. Now, we also do this. Because I'm noticing that some of these men are a little trifling, and they don't know how to lock their doors when someone else is in the home with them.
Yeah.
So we have a doorknob now that when it closes, it automatically locks three, four times. You understand what I'm saying? That way, nobody can just walk through the front door. Did you hear what that lady said? She walked through the front door, and they couldn't believe she was standing there.
Okay? We have a guy on the switchboard constantly watching your door to make sure you lock it. If you don't lock it from our office is here, we can lock your door.
There you go. That's side piece insurance.
Side piece insurance, man. Side piece insurance. Yeah.
Now, Jay, we must do something about the basement busters. Those that are going in the basement.
Busters are cruel. They're cruel, man.
Those that are waiting in the basement for everybody to leave and then busting out later. We're going to have to do something about basement busters, so we need to talk about that in our next meeting when we have side piece insurance.
We'll come up with something for the basement busters, man.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, you guys have meetings?
Oh, yeah. Side piece insurance. Yeah.
Yeah. And Shirley, we also put a screen over the top of the chimney. So none of the women want to come down the chimney to try to see what's going on in the house.
You know, like Santa Claus?
You'd be surprised, Shirley. You'd be surprised.
You got to do what you got to do.
Now, Jay, would you do me a favor and tell me what we do with these women like Carla who cut tires?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. And we have another system set up at all the hardware stores. If anybody goes in and purchases one brick, they call the authorities. They let us know right away.
It's not illegal to buy a brick.
Well, we have Brick Alert. We have Brick Alert.
We have
an app.
We keep them on Brick Alert.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Side piece insurance, ladies.
Okay. We got you covered.
When do we go public, Jay? We go public when? A couple weeks?
I think next month we're going to go public, man. Yeah. Make a little money on side piece insurance.
Yeah, on the stock market? No.
I guess there's a market out there for it.
You know what?
And
our
slogan
is side piece insurance. You're going to wish you had it.
There it is.
Oh, we got a jingle.
Here it comes.
You ready for the jingle?
Yeah.
Side piece insurance. We cover that ass. Boom.
Bye. Thank you. We love you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.